brand new member of the Hall of Fame, Roy Ayers.
Thank you. I would like to start off by playing about three of the songs that I had the honor and privilege of recording the first time they were ever recorded. I'm not even going to tell you what they are right now. If you're old enough, you'll remember them when you hear them. Thank you. Now here's one, I'm pretty sure you'll remember this.
Hi, Roy. I just want to share something with the audience for a little bit. What year did you record that, Tennessee Waltz?
It was released in 1948, and everybody says it was recorded in 1947. We cut that December of 1946.
Wow. All right.
And it came out, believe it or not, as the B-side of a record called Rudy Tootie. They didn't think it was going to sell. And they just released, 20,000 or some small amount to test the market. And Tennessee Waltz hit so big and so fast, they recalled it, re-released it with Tennessee Waltz on the A-side.
And where was that recorded?
RCA Victor Studios in Chicago.
And what kind of guitar were you playing at the time?
I was playing a Nashville double deck, the non-pedal double eight.
Were you all in the same room at the same time with the microphone?
We were all in the same room at the same time, all cut on the same track. But they had all the walls that turned this way and that way to balance the sounds out. But back in those days, we didn't do it like now where you cut separate tracks.
Yeah.
But that was the first recording session I'd ever done. In fact, I was getting so much pick noise, because I'd never done a recording session. I get so much pick noise, they stopped the session, sent out to a music store, and bought me some plastic picks.
That's a great story, isn't it?
Well, we're going to play one here now that a little bit more Western swing style, one of the old Bob Wills songs. Give the guys a band here in Little Chester, Raise a Little Cane with their instruments. It's what called Time Changes Everything. One, two, three, thank you. like to slow it down a little bit now, and I'd like to do a medley of three of my favorite songs. You may remember these. The first one is You'll Never Walk Alone. That was the theme song of the March of Dimes. Remember back when they had the polio March of Dimes? And we'll follow that by a September song, and then follow that up by What a Wonderful World.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'd like to just do one more for you, and I'll be about run out of my repertoire by then. Give the band a chance to rest a little on this one. I'm going to do this. I usually do it a cappella, or I call it Acapulco, without accompaniment, but this time I'm going to ask my good friend and my favorite piano player, Roy Rosetta, to do little fills and arpeggios behind me on this. It's one you may recognize. The melody was written by Albert Hay Mallott. The words were written by Jesus Christ. It's called Our Lord's Prayer.
Roy Ayers.
Thank you for the opportunity of playing for you. My pleasure.
Newest member of the Hall of Fame. What? Can you do us one more, Roy? Yeah, do us at least one more.
This is one that was recorded by Tracy Byrd a while back. And I'd like to dedicate this to my dear wife, Laurie. And it's called The Keeper of the Stars.
Thank you.
brand new member of the Hall of Fame, member of the Pee Wee King. Thank you, Roy. Have a good day. Congratulations. Thank you.